CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Local and state police and federal agents are working the Boston Marathon bombing investigation around the clock. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis.
We will turn every rock over to find the people who are responsible for this.
One of those rocks was an apartment in suburban Revere, Massachusetts. WBZ-TV's Bree Season was there last night when agents armed with a search warrant moved in.
It took about 9 hours before they finally finished up this search. At 2 a.m., they carried out several bags of evidence.
CBS's Susan McGinnis in Boston tells us the police have also been looking at video from the scene.
At least one piece of video shows a man carrying two backpacks who was in the area before the blast.
The police are questioning a Saudi national, CBS News correspondent John Miller.
People saw him acting suspiciously before the explosions, chased him away from the scene. They tackled him, they turned him over to police. He's being treated for his burns and being questioned.
Something just blew up.
That was the second of the two explosions that killed three people and injured 144 others. 78-year-old Bill Ifrick was running toward the finish line when a blast knocked him down.
My whole body just started getting woozy and my legs were wobbling and I knew I was going to hit the deck.
Live to Boston now, and CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
Three people dead, including an 8-year-old boy, at least 144 injured, 17 of them seriously. That includes two young men, brothers. After a frantic search at local hospitals, their mother found them. Each had lost a leg in the blast. Gashes, shrapnel, amputations. Witnesses say it looks more like a war zone than a finish line. At one hospital, a surgeon admitted his colleague had the most experience with these types of injuries, and he served in Afghanistan.
This is Peter Mayer live at the White House. President Obama views the attack as terrorism, and he's ordered federal agencies to treat it that way.
Any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice.
Now, the Secret Service has expanded the security corridor around the White House this morning, still barring pedestrians from the usually busy sidewalks and the Pennsylvania Avenue walkway. And, Frank, there is a larger-than-usual police presence here.